job, he was writing in, I think, an article in the Sporting News, and he had some misinformation in there, and so I wrote him back. And from that, we developed a friendship, and I know he visited me, you know, when he came out this way, my home, and we exchanged information through the years. And so, yeah, he came up with the idea of, you know, us researchers wanting, you know, being able to communicate with each other and exchange information. And so he had the idea, you know, to form an association. And I was one of the people that he invited to go to Cooper. He thought Cooperstown would be the ideal place, you know, to meet. And so, yeah, he invited me, and I decided that would be, we'd work out a vacation with a family. I think, yeah, I had four children at the time, and my wife and the four kids. We went to Niagara Falls, you know, spent a couple of days there, and then went to Cooperstown. And Cooperstown's quite a place. There's James Fenimore Cooper Museum. We visited that. There was a Farmer's Museum. And, of course, I had been to the Hall of Fame briefly some years before, but so I got to spend more time there. And yeah, several of my good friends, like Paul Frizz and several others, were coming. So it worked out really well.
What are your memories of that very first meeting?
Well, it was just kind of like a getting acquainted type of feeling for me. There were several people that I had maybe corresponded with but had never met, such as Bob McConnell and Bill Haber and a few others. So that was kind of an important highlight for me, getting the club organized. I think Bob had put together, you know, his ideas, and I think he presented them during that first meeting, as I recall. So, I think we were all kind of excited about it. I was.
Did you have any idea that it would grow into, you know, as large of an organization as it's become?
No, no. I thought there might be like 50 of us, 100 of us, you know, as collectors, not collectors, but researchers.